続いて第3部です。これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。この問題には例題はありません。問題はナンバー21からナンバー30まで10題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Number 21. Last week, Samantha asked her parents for a puppy. However, they told her that having a pet is difficult. Dogs need to go for walks, and someone must feed them and play with them. Her parents said that if Samantha promises to do these things, they will get her a puppy.
Question.What does Samantha have to do to get a pet? Number 22.
Last year, Mike wanted to try some new things. He decided to start a new hobby every month. He took cooking classes, learned to play golf, and studied Chinese.He wrote about the hobbies he tried on a website, and a lot of people read it. This year, Mike is thinking about trying even more things.
Question: What did Mike decide to do last year? Number 23.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for coming to Wild Safari Park. You can see many amazing animals here, like giraffes and lions. Please remember that the animals are wild, and they can be very dangerous. Stay inside the safari bus during your visit. Thank you, and have a great time.
Question: What does the speaker tell the visitors?Number 24.
Last winter, Olivia went on her first ski trip with her friends. They tried to teach her to ski, but she kept falling down. On the second day, Olivia decided to take a lesson with an instructor in the morning. By the afternoon, she was able to ski with her friends before they went home.
Question.How did Olivia get better at skiing? Number 25.
Today, the flag of the United States of America has 50 stars. However, the first flag only had 13 stars because there were only 13 states at that time.Later, the number of states increased, so new stars were added to the flag. Hawaii is the newest state. Its star was added in 1959.
Question: What happened to the U.S. flag in 1959? Number 26.
A few weeks ago, a new student came to Mary's school. Mary noticed that he ate lunch by himself. She thought he might be lonely, so last week she sat next to him. Mary started talking to him and learned that his name is Tim and that he enjoys art class, just like her. Now,They eat lunch together every day.
Question: Why did Mary sit next to Tim? Number 27.
Bill and his father often go fishing together. They usually go to the river near their house. Recently, however, they have not caught many fish in the river. Bill thinks they should try to find a new place to fish. His father thinks so too, so next week they will try fishing at a lake in another town.
Question: What problem do Bill and his father have? Number 28.
Thank you for attending tonight's performance at the Chicago Ballet Theater. We would like to remind you that taking pictures or videos is not allowed. Also, please do not speak in a loud voice during the show. The show will be starting in a few minutes, so we would like you to turn off your phones now. Thank you.
Question: What is one thing that the speaker says? Number 29.
Kenji loves soccer. Last year he went to England on a school trip. His class visited Manchester, which is famous for its soccer team. Kenji was happy because he was able to take a tour of their stadium. The next time he visits England, Kenji wants to buy tickets to see a soccer match there.
Question: What did Kenji do in England? Number 30.
There was a famous musician from the United States whose name was George Gershwin. When he was a boy, he went to many orchestra concerts. After he got home, he could play the music he had heard on the piano in his room. Everyone was surprised that Gershwin was able to play difficult music without looking at a music book.
Question: Why were people surprised by George Gershwin?
では、時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。これにて試験終了となります。公正なる試験実施にご協力いただき、ありがとうございました。質問がある方は、直ちに試験監督者にお申し出ください。試験監督者に連絡いたします。これより最終の受験者数を確認してください。その後、回答用紙を回収し、枚数の確認を行ってください。なお、問題冊子は回収しません。受験者数と回答用紙の枚数の一致を確認してから解散の指示を出してください。受験者の皆さんは身の回りをよく点検し、忘れ物がないように注意してください。受験者の皆さんが退室するときは別の教室が試験中の場合もありますので、声を出さず会場出口まで静かに退出してください。それでは、解散の指示を出すまで静かにお待ちください。